We also had the opportunity to discuss regional security issues, and we focused in particular on the terrible conflict in South Sudan, which has taken so many lives that caused unbearable suffering for the South Sudanese people. The situation is dire, and we agree that the best way to stop the fighting is for South Sudanese leaders to put their country first with a peace agreement that ends the fighting. We also discussed Burundi, where the recent elections were not credible, and we're calling on the government and the opposition to come together in a dialogue that leads to a political solution to the crisis and avoids the loss of more innocent life. And finally, we're going to keep investing in the health and well-being of our people. Our Feed the Future initiative is focused on reducing hunger, malnutrition, and poverty. We're working together to ensure that girls have access to education and that women are protected from violence. Today, I can announce that Kenya will be part of our DREAMS initiative to help keep adolescent girls safe and AIDS-free. And across Africa, Kenya and the United States will keep working to strengthen public health systems and deal with outbreaks and diseases before they become epidemics. Together, we can save lives. On security, the United States and Kenya are already strong partners. And today, we reaffirm that we stand united in the face of terrorism. Earlier, I had the opportunity to meet with survivors and families of victims of the bombing of our U.S. embassy in 1998 in the face of despicable violence, such as the attack on Garissa University College and the Westgate Mall. The Kenyan people have shown incredible resolve and remarkable resilience. My work with President Kenyatta today has been rooted in our shared recognition that the interests of both our nations and the lives of both our peoples can be advanced if our countries deepen and expand our cooperation, and that's what we've agreed to today.